Right now, ladies and gentlemen, I think we're going to start a fundraising drive to get a brand new battery-operated alarm clock for Mike Causey. Donate at RobinHoodRadio.com. Good morning, Mike.
Maybe get a fund drive saying get a paycheck.
No. Why would you get paid when we don't get paid?
Well, you need me.
You don't need me?
No. All you do is talk about Tiger Woods.
Not all the time. I'm going to talk about somebody else, and you'll agree with me today. You'll agree with me. Since he's been involved with the NBA and with sports, LeVar Ball has been an absolute jerk, and he's made his kids' life much harder because they follow in their father's footsteps. I don't know if you saw this, but I actually saw the clip of what happened, Mike, the other day on ESPN. He was on some, and by the way, ESPN goes to him all the time. He's a featured commentator for them, okay?
Well, that's why they're the Extra Stupid People Network.
And so, he was on this show talking, and they had a female host, okay, which they do. And he said something inappropriate. Was it really, really horrible? No. But was it inappropriate to make on the air? And the host of the show was shocked and made a remark about it at the end of the show. And so finally ESPN said they're not going to put him on the air anymore. This is the problem with the media nowadays. And I'm talking about not only sports media, I'm talking about ABC, CBS, NBC, Fox, all these. They put all these pundits on to talk. They have roundtables, and they try to create stories, and then every once in a while things go absolutely haywire, and then they fire the person that they put on the air for saying it. You make your bed. My grandmother used to have the old saying: "You make your bed, you sleep in it." They have no one to blame but themselves when this stuff happens.
I love it because they put all these crackpots on all those stations you mentioned, and they expect a given response from them. And when they give them something other than what they want, it's not good. Well, you shouldn't put live cannons on TV.
Well, that's the whole, and especially, I mean, you can, as a network, you can be surprised, okay? Somebody can actually say something stupid accidentally by mistake. But when you put people on the air, and like I said, this isn't just sports, it's all over, and you give them free rein to do their free commentary, more and more, this is what happens. People say dumb things, stupid things, things that agitate. And they give opinions that, quite frankly, you just don't care about. So anyways, it's...
Well, that's like the Extra Stupid People Network. They've been doing that with years with Stephen Smith. He's been fired about 47 times, hasn't he?
Yeah, but not for saying something offensive. For saying he's been fired for...
He's been fired for saying offensive things.
It's just crazy. It is. So anyways.
Well, anybody that puts Mr. Ball on their network loses credibility as soon as he shows his face.
So, anyways. So now, speaking about credibility, you were right, Mr. Causey. You were right. I hate to admit it when you were right, but you were right. This latest series of the Tampa Bay Rays against the Yankees exposed the Rays for what they are, which is a pretender. And it will be the Red Sox and the Yankees on top of that division throughout the rest of the season.
Well, the Red Sox still have a hill to climb. They're 6.5 behind. And then I don't think they're going to get any help from Houston. The Yankees start a four-game series with Houston tonight, but two of their three top players are out, and Altuve's just coming back, which is evident as they got swept by the Cincinnati Reds. So the Yankees are a little bit better than the Cincinnati Reds. So I don't expect Houston to fare too well against the Yankees, this homestand for the Yankees. Houston's not at full strength.
All right, Scherzer, how about, did you see that video of him practicing bunting?
Mm-hmm.
And that ball came right up and hit him?
Mm-hmm.
And then he's pitching yesterday with a black eye and a broken nose?
Yeah.
and he wins.
If that would have Mets pitchers, they'd be out for a month and a half.
He wins. He struck out 10 in 7 innings, in which he pitched shutout ball.
Yeah, it doesn't take much to break your nose. Trust me, it's not that solid.
But
that just goes to show you his wherewithal.
Yeah.
He didn't miss his start. He went out, pitched for a team that definitely needed a win because they're 3 games under 500 and their season's slipping away. And he delivered on what he needed to do for them. So they need more Scherzers in baseball.
Absolutely. And when you take a look at that division now, Atlanta is 4 games on top of Philadelphia. Now Washington all of a sudden is in third place, 8 games back.
Yeah, far off. They're still under 500. The Braves are playing good ball.
Yeah, and the Mets now are only 8 games ahead of Miami.
Yeah, they're closer now to Miami than they were the first. Here we are. What is it, June 20th?
Yeah.
Pull the plug. Season's over.
Unbelievable.
What a joke.
All right, where else do you want to go in sports?
We go with the Yankees. I was talking to a couple people last night about the Yankee situation and with these young kids. You can look at it either way, the glass half empty or the glass half full. Stanton didn't play last night. Yesterday afternoon, they were wondering why he wasn't playing. I just looked at him. I said, "You really don't know why he wasn't playing today?" The guy said, "No." I said, "Well, look out the window. Was it raining?" Yeah, I said, that's why he's not playing, because he'll probably come back, slip on the grass, pull a groin, pop a hamstring, and be out for another 2 months.
Absolutely. They're gonna platoon him when they bring him back anyway. That's what they're going to do.
They're not going to platoon him. Who are they going to platoon him with?
Well, all I'm saying is, they're stuck.
They sent their other outfielder down.
Yeah.
And trust me, that kid wants out of New York more than, what was the guy's name from Escape from New York? Kurt Russell does.
Well, it's going to be interesting to see how they handle it. But I guess it's better to have a great farm system and a lot of talent than to have no talent.
Let me tell you something. We'll use Frazier as an example. This is probably the third or fourth time he took the shuttle to AAA, right?
Yeah.
This time he had 11 homers, 30-something RBIs, and hit just under 300.
Yeah.
In any organization, that gives you a position. But because Stanton is the guy that's playing your position, you lose it. This kid's pissed off. He don't want to be in New York anymore, trust me. He does not want to be in New York anymore. And next time he comes up, he's not going to give the effort that he gave this time because he knows that it's futile. And if he doesn't give an effort, maybe the Yankees will give up on him and trade him, and that's exactly what he wants to have happen now. The Yankees made a big mistake sending this kid down.
All right, well, we'll see. Maybe they're going to try to trade him before the deadline to get some pitching.
Well, here's the other thing. The Yankees are going to get raped when they try to get a pitcher from somebody. If they go out to, say, try to get Madison Bumgarner, for example, they're going to have to highly overpay the Giants to get him, or they're not going to trade him to the Yankees. Because the Yankees have what other people need, young players, and they're going to want quite a few young players for Bumgarner. And if the Yankees don't agree, Bumgarner's not going to go to the Yankees.
All right. Where else do we want to go?
Like I said, Houston, for as bad as they've played, they lost four in a row when they've only won 4 in their last 10 games. They still have an 8.5-game lead in their division.
Yeah.
That's how far ahead they were of everybody. But this week they didn't get some hitting, and people are playing out of position a little bit because there's no way Houston should get swept by the Reds, but they did. So maybe come to the Yankees and wake them up. Maybe that'll get the juices flowing. You'll see early what's going to happen here. But the run production for Houston's been affected by their injuries in the last 10 days. So we'll see what happens with that. But like I said, the Braves are playing real good ball now. They're scoring a lot of runs. They're getting good pitching. That National League East is locked up. They're only 4 games ahead of the Phillies, but they might as well be 14 games ahead of them because they're playing much, much better baseball than both the Phillies and the Nationals. And the Mets and the Marlins, I heard Fidel Castro wants them to enter the Cuban Baseball League.
All right. Got to get on to weather, but we'll check with you mañana.
This weather's terrible. My summer league has been canceled. We're supposed to have played 3 games already. 3 games have been canceled.
Yeah.
And I'm pretty sure number four is going to be today.
Yeah, I think you're absolutely right. All right, we'll check with you mañana.
Tomorrow's Friday, huh?
Yeah, Friday, race day.
Yeah, we'll get some up for you.
All right. Take
Have
care.
A great day.
Take care. Mike Cossey with the Check on Sports this morning here on The Breakfast Club on Robin Hood Radio.